Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2935.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Well, I'd have to say there have been several people who have had significant influences on me, and all have been men in my family. It's been essentially, I'm not going to say the same influence, but it runs in the same vein in that they've all taught me to be the person that I've become. They've all showed me how to be a strong individual with integrity and a good work ethic. So, you know, both of my grandfathers, my dad, and my uncle have been very important in helping me to establish who I am.
What do you aspire to be?
Well, I aspire to be the best me that I can be, I guess is the best way to put it. I don't sit here and look at, you know, an actual accomplishment that I want to attain. I really just want to work on my faults, my flaws, and, you know, actualize myself and, you know, become the strongest individual that I can make myself into.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Well, I'd have to say that, you know, I definitely have more than my fair share of faults and flaws, but all of that aside, I think that I'm a real free-spirited, fun-loving person with, again, a strong work ethic and somebody who has a broad spectrum of interests and is very focused on experiencing, you know, everything that there is out there and, you know, growing myself, you know, in that experience.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Well, I grew up in a very small town, and I guess in part that may be what has driven me to be so focused on experiencing as much as I can and taking part in as many activities and as much travel as I can kind of wrap myself around. I think my town had less than 2,000 people, and it was very small. 2A-sized high school, so there wasn't a lot of diversity in activity or experience. It was really basic and really quiet. So I guess that's led me to seek the opposite.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Well, I mean, I think that can really depend on the person. It all depends on what an individual happens to see as admirable. My thoughts on that might be totally different from somebody else's. But I would guess just integrity, again, a strong work ethic, trueness to yourself and those around you that you care about and that support you, and just be a strong and truthful individual.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
The quality I like best in myself is my ability to change and adapt, and my ability to really step outside of you know, a conventional way of doing things and look at things from all angles and take the path that is most conducive to, you know, success at a given moment. I think parts of the qualities that lead me to be able to do that also you know, can lead to some of the characteristics that I do like least, which are a tendency to want to continually be out and doing and experiencing different things, getting bored in jobs and things of that nature rather quickly after I've mastered them and after things have become static.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and what would you like to see wither?
Well, I'd like to see myself, I guess, be more content with stability, as it were, in some aspects of my life, and I would like to see that constant push that for new and different to kind of tone down a little bit.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Well, the values that they pushed were mostly for, you know, me to be an individual of integrity, an individual who treats others like I would want to be treated, who's kind and giving, somebody who works hard, doesn't take what they're not owed, and earns everything that they do get. And I'd like to pass that on to my children. In the same sense, I've come to some of my own realizations about what I think are important, and I would just want my children to be secure in who they are, follow a path towards, you know, realizing that feeling of what they feel that they want to become.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
Attribute, quality, or skill that's different from everybody else. There's a lot of people out there, so I really doubt that I have anything that's, you know, just particularly out of the ordinary. But I think that, through some of my experiences, my ability to, be kind of self-deprecating in a lot of situations, to step back and, analyze a situation for what it is and appreciate the good in things regardless of how bad things seem. You know, those are kind of things that I would have to say sometimes can distinguish me from other individuals, and I think that is all just developed from my upbringing and a lot of things that I've had to go through in my life to this point. It's kind of helped lead me to this particular place and my viewpoints on things.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Well, unfortunately, at this point, due to the long hours that I work, I don't have a lot of time with my family. So when I do get time, it's usually just kind of relaxing and quiet time in the evening. And when I do have an opportunity on the weekends, it's usually taken as a time to get out of the house, go hiking, do something active and outdoors oriented.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
Well, I mean, I can't say, I mean, I'm not somebody who really focuses on material items, and so it's really hard for me to really grab a hold of an actual thing that just stands out at me as something special or spectacular. You know, it's almost impossible for me to come up with something like that. I mean, I could say something like, my first car was a birthday present, and that was nice, but, you know, it led to another car and another car, you know, down the line. So, you know, it was special in its own way, but nothing that's, just outstanding and earth-shattering, and I don't think that I'll ever view anything, material in a light that just makes it feel, you know, particularly special outside of, you know, possibly the emotion behind giving it or the individual that gave it.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, I grew up in a small town, and outside of that, I actually grew up outside of town but it was about 70 acres. And so I didn't have neighbors right down the street to play with or get together with. So, you know, most of my time was spent exploring, running around, pretending and utilizing my imagination, being out and free and doing pretty much whatever I wanted to. I spent a lot of time with my grandfather, and I think that was what I enjoyed most.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy?
Again, I like a lot of books, so it would be impossible echelon of favorite books at this point, and typically the types of books that I enjoy are nonfiction books that allow me to learn something and allow me to diversify myself.
What is your favorite word and why?
I find myself saying wow a lot.
What was the last book you read? Movie you saw?
Okay, last book I read, the book by Alan Watts that I'm working on. And I'm still trying to remember the name of that book. But that right now, I guess, would be the last book I read / am reading. Movie I saw, I'm thinking Pineapple Express was the last movie I saw.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Well, when I actually do have time for fun, which hasn't been the case lately, I like to do things that are outdoors oriented. I like camping, I like hiking, I really do enjoy traveling. I play guitar, sing, and write, so when I do have opportunities to work on those things, I like to do that. I also enjoy acting, so when I have time to go out and audition for roles and maybe take part in a film, that's always enjoyable as well.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
You know, I've had people throw a couple of things around at me, but nothing that's just ever consistent or that ever really sticks. So, I mean, I'd have to say no just because there hasn't been any real consistency and any real frequency.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
Well, at my previous job, I was put in a position to revamp a certain area of the company, and it basically came down to me having to decide between doing things the right way and doing things in a less than ethical and less than thorough manner for the sake of expediency, which would have possibly negatively affected a lot of people, and I ended up refusing to do that and doing things the right way, which ended up having a negative impact on me with regards to my boss, which led to some further interesting events. But I would have to say that that's the most recent thing of that nature that I can think of.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
The Buddha, just because I've been reading a lot of Eastern psychology, Eastern philosophy, and I've been studying a lot of Buddhism, and I would just like some clarification on some points, you know, from more or less the origin of where a lot of the modern thought in that area comes from.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I am currently raising my first child, and that has had a definite impact on me as far as my impression of children, child rearing, and kind of where your life goes from being an individual without such a serious commitment to somebody whose entire future and well-being depends on you. It's definitely made me reconsider my views in a lot of areas and, you know, change the way I consider myself and what's important to me.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I guess I'll refer back to the statement about an achievement risk or ethical dilemma. That decision was a risk, and at the time I second-guessed myself, but it actually led to a situation in which I gained a higher paying and overall better job, so it definitely paid off in the long run.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
The literature that I've been reading that pertains to different philosophies on life, it's definitely made me rethink where I've come from insofar as my beliefs go, and, you know, it makes me really focus on who I am and why I think of things the way I do and why I relate to things the way I do. And it continues to challenge me to make myself a more full and real individual.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your percepts about it.
Raising a young child, things just kind of open up to you as you go through in relating back to your childhood and your interactions with your parents and connecting that to where you are and how you want to move forward with your life and your child's life. I mean, I can't say as there's been one really big thing lately that I can just grasp onto, but I know that there have been a lot of little things that have slowly redefined my views on things and, me personally.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Right now, I think I would just like to be traveling, just be out and be going places without a real definite plan, just going wherever the wind blows me, wherever I might decide that I want to be on the whim.
Where would you like to be the most?
I don't know. I think today I would like to be visiting with my grandmother and my uncle. I haven't seen them in a while, and I usually enjoy my times visiting with them. So I think for today, if I had a choice to just go someplace and spend the day, that would be it.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is pretty much to approach it without expectation, take things as they come, try and maintain flexibility and an ability to adapt in the moment.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I'd probably say my most difficult time was when I was younger, maybe elementary school through junior high. I changed schools a couple of times, and as a kid, not having that stability at that time, it can lead to things being a little bit difficult, but I just learned ways to relate to new people and to develop associations with a broad spectrum of individuals, so that you're able to establish connections. I guess maintain flexibility in your social interaction.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
It's definitely been my daughter. It's a rewarding experience every day, being able to contribute to her and give to her and help her, find herself in what is still a very new life for her.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Probably Monopoly. That was pretty fun. I used to play that a lot at my grandparents. So, yeah, Monopoly.
Who's your favorite actor?
I don't know. I'm going to go with Kevin Spacey, just because he's a very diverse actor and is able to pretty much assume any role he plays him in with effectiveness.
What is your favorite dinner?
One that I actually have time to make for myself at the end of the day instead of just reheating. I haven't had a lot of time to cook, which is also something that I enjoy, but I like Italian food. I like to make different types of pasta dishes with like a Greek salad. I like to fry chicken. My grandmother always did a lot of fried chicken, chicken fried steak, things like that are also fun to cook.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I decided, and this was back when I had just started going to college, but I was working at a job and I wanted to take off to go snowboarding in Colorado, and I wasn't going to be able to get off. And a buddy of mine called and told me that they had a spare room at the condo and that I could ride up there with them for free and all expenses were covered. So quit my job, walked out to the parking lot, climbed in the car, and drove straight to Colorado. So I'll throw that one in there.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
After waking up, take a shower. That's just part of my routine in the morning. Wake up, take a shower, work out, and go to work. It's pretty much it, day out here lately.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Pursue some of my other interests a little more actively. Acting and singing, I have to work way too much at this point, so I'm not able to engage in those nearly as much as I'd like to.
Why did you choose social services as your career?
It was just kind of something that I happened into. I went to school to get what ended up being a psychology degree, and that led me into working with individuals with disabilities, which after a while, led me into more of a basic social services type of career. It's not necessarily something that I want to continue perpetually. I'd like to get back to something more psych-oriented, but for right now, it serves its purpose and it is rewarding.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Currently, the actual process and bureaucracy and absolute ineffectiveness behind the work that I do. I find myself consistently considering why things are mismanaged in the way they are in the field that I work in, and considering ways that can streamline the process of what I do and improve what I do.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
Well, outside of an actor or singer, which, again, is something that I enjoy, I would say possibly a clinical or research-based psychologist. Eventually, I want to get my doctoral degree in psychology, and I have the greatest interest in behavioral and neuropsychology and evolutionary bases of that.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I'll be doing what I just attested to. Hopefully I'll at least be working towards my doctoral degree, and I'll be pursuing research in a field that I'm interested in.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
It all kind of differs for me depending on who the individual is. I mean, it's got to be something that would be enjoyable for both of us and that we could both connect over. It could be anything from going on a camping trip, going, on a hike in a new area to going and checking out a band that we both like at a cool musical venue, going traveling somewhere new. It could be anything as simple as, window shopping someplace. It just, it all depends on who the person is.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Somebody whose company I can enjoy and who enjoys my company. Somebody who brings something new to the table other than what I bring that can complement what I do and who I complement, and relate to me without getting totally annoyed and put off.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Really depend on what that significant other wanted or needed. For me to sit here and say, oh, doing this would be great for this individual would be, presumptuous. It would all have to depend on what that individual wanted.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, initially it was to get me through a hard time financially, but, find myself continuing because, there are individuals out there that are really wanting to have a child to, contribute their experiences to love and to raise, and that's been something that I've been lucky enough to have, and I think that anybody that is so committed to, or has the desire to be so committed, to raising another individual and has that love should have the opportunity.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Go through life without expectation, without plan. That's not to say don't plan for what's ahead of you, but you can't control life, you can't control, what may come, so just try and stay fluid in the stream of life and do the best that you can, and regardless of what happens, you will, as a child and as somebody growing up and going through life, will always probably be little more than concept out there for me, but, you know, I'll be rooting for you, and, you know, you will be in my thoughts.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2935.